Final siren. The Kangaroos have won their fourth of the season. They have given Carlton a smashing, winning by 39 points.
I have absolute belief in this group. I think we've seen some growth over the last period, and today was really disappointing because it didn't follow that trend. So that hurts. That hurts the playing group, the coaching staff, our fans. The question is, do I have belief? Absolutely. And I'll keep saying it. We've got some work to do. We're not good enough yet, clearly, and that's why we're not playing finals. But going forward, this group will play finals. I'm very confident.
The players look to me like they've given up on the coach. But during that third quarter, they gave up on the coach. Now, the demise is coming for David Teague. I think we can all been around footy long enough to know which way this is going.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy and the Kia Sereno Drive Car of the Year. Yeah, it was a bad day for Carlton. It was a really good day for North Melbourne, and they have continued their improvement since the bye.
I'd like to hear from Heather, by the way.
Well, I hope Heather is listening.
13-13-32, Heather.
Heather, I think, now knows why we were so questioning last week, because the Kangaroos have shown they've got this in them. And last week they let themselves down. Lloydie, but let's deal with the Carlton issue. Carlton are having a review. Will the coach survive?
Well, the weekend isn't going to help him, Jared. I thought he would survive due to the fact that they can't beat the teams above them, but they've been able to beat those around them and below them. But when you lose to the bottom side in the manner that they did, if you're a board member saying to yourself, can we potentially get a better coach who could get more out of these players? I reckon a lot of them would say yes, Jared. So I thought they had Tui's, He had no McGovern, he had no Curnow, he had no Mackay, and he had no Casbolt. So it's probably one of the worst forward lines I've seen put out there.
But Casbolt's not in their best team still now,
No, he's not. But they had no tall target to kick to. Patrick Cripps started out of the goal square, and Matty Kennedy would swap with him occasionally at full forward. But that
was the issue, or was it more can't defend turnover?
That was the issue. They had to defend for their lives. That was their only way of winning, getting repeated. And the first quarter was okay. They had 15 inside 50s. Just didn't kick two goals, five, missed shots and all that sort of thing. But after that, it was damning. After halftime, 13 goals to six. There was a lack of care to defend or care of system. All those sorts of things was there, which would be really concerning if I was a board member of Carlton with David Teague. And I'd say to myself, can a Don Pike, for example, make Petrevsky Seaton a better player? Can he make a Paddy Dow a better player? Can he make Liam Stocker a better player? Even Patrick Cripps can be a better player. He doesn't defend that well.
Mm.
So they're all the questions that if they keep being yes, David will be in trouble.
When you say he doesn't defend that well, what do you mean when you talk about Cripps?
Well,
as in he doesn't run hard enough defensively?
And he doesn't stick tackles. I don't think he has the urgency to defend like a good captain. Like Trent Cotchin turned things around. I think someone needs to be that demanding of the captain to say, if you're not doing it, well, what hope have we got of the rest underneath doing it? And I think that's an issue for Carlton with their leader in that manner. And Doherty had his issues as well in defence. More, he was probably looked a bit nervous and fumbly when he was there. But I felt for Jones, to be honest, Jones and Wietering on the weekend. I know Larky kicked seven, but I wouldn't have wanted to be the fullback in that side on the weekend.
Well, it's going to continue. I believe they're on Friday Night Football, the Blues. Is that right, Scoop?
Or yes. It hasn't been confirmed, but there will be. It's basically the only last option. It was going to be Essendon and the Swans, but that old issue that we talked about a few weeks ago, Luke Beveridge, Jared, has reared its head again.
Five-day breaks.
So they're going to play on Saturday night in Queensland, that game. It was going to be at Marvel Stadium. The Blues will play on Friday night against the Saints. And just on that, Carlton have just released their injury update. Eddie Betts, an ankle. Out for
it looked like he was out for the year
for 2 to 3. So I guess you have to ask the question whether it's the last time we've seen Eddie Betts in a Carlton jumper. I hope not, because he wouldn't want his last game to be a 2-disposal game against North Melbourne when they get beaten by 40 points. But
and the other decision they've got is, which I would say no, is Charlie Curnow. Do you play him? And I don't think after being out this long, two games in the seconds is enough.
Mm-hmm.
They'd see him every day, every hour, all those sorts of things. So they know better than I do. But I'd be giving someone of that importance longer than a couple of VFL games after how long he's missed.
Well, I asked that to Jared last week. I think, Jared, you said a similar thing, didn't you?
It's hard to know unless you're in there. It's impossible to know, but I know Andrew Russell's a Jet. he's under some pressure himself, but his track record is second to none. So whatever he goes with and the doctors,
yep,
I'd run with.
What do you see as the major problem at the Blues, Jerry? Or is it still the thing that the Couch revealed 6 or 7 weeks ago, the defensive frailties? Are you seeing something else?
Well, quite clearly, they didn't have a great side in on the weekend. When you're hitting in the, you know, when you're losing the Norm Smith medalist, sorry, the Coleman medalist, that doesn't help. But, I mean, I think at this stage, I think they're a better group than what they're showing. I think their midfield is a better group than what they're showing. But they got chopped up by a very young midfield. And that's not a great advertisement for any coaching team or that particular group. I don't think they're as far away as some people say, but there's a lot of people lining up to say, if you have a really, really close look at their list, it's not that flash. Well, yeah, let's say it's halfway between the two, but it's probably not where they think it is, and that's why I think list management will be under the pump, because they clearly thought they were playing finals. You don't go and get the blokes that they went and got if they don't think they're playing finals. So their question for me, Lloydie, is what do they do? Do they accept that they've blown this rebuild and go again? Or do they deny what's obvious at this stage and they load up, try and get another player?
Well, I think they're in the mix for Chera. So to me, it means they're not going. He's quite young though, isn't he?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be a problem.
But then it's not
depends good. On how much you're paying. Because he's not a 700.
Yep. Well, their cap is basically
blown
now. And Zach Williams done a hamstring, probably out for the year. He has had a horrible first year on the money that he's on. And I know that some of that's been he's been suspended and some of it's been injured, but he just hasn't performed. And,
he hasn't fulfilled the role that they got him for, and that was to play midfield. So it's a bust at this stage. Hopefully he can turn it around.
Hey, Lloydie, I just wanted to ask you about Max King. What an amazing performance that was against the Eagles. I know they didn't get the win, but I'm just asked a few people today. So the only player under 50 games to take 8 contested marks and kick 6 in a game. And I think he's only the second ever Saint to take 8 or more contested marks in a game. I think Stewie Lowe currently is the only one.
Buckets. It was a breakout game for him, Lloydie, clearly.
Oh, it was sensational, and everything came together. He's marking, he's kicking, and we saw that side of him, the aggressive side, marking in the air. He had a young player on him himself in Edwards, which he'd been taking probably the best defender. Why McGovern wasn't on him earlier is another
question.
That
was strange.
But, that was unbelievable to see, and it's just a taste of what we're going to see over the next decade of just how good he is.
So, Lordy, with his kicking, did you see something differently he was doing, or was it just he got his confidence up and he was utilising
He's been
that?
Good. He's had a good 6 weeks with it. In terms, I think he's kicked 13 goals, or 16 goals, 3 or 4 in the last 7 weeks. But he's more compact. He's over the ball, shoulders over the ball.
So you've noticed a physical change?
Yes. And he's a very mentally strong person. A lot of guys could lose their way after what he went through, but full credit to him and his coaches.